Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's the call in line for you to call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and
Bonnie.
And it's a weird mix here at Free Talk Live. I mean, we have like six hosts who are down, and regrettably, just about everyone who is down is someone who's capable of doing the first chair stuff. Like, I'm the only one right now who is capable of doing it. So, again, it's weird. You're not seeing things. It is a Saturday night, and I am here in the studio.
With Bonnie.
With Bonnie. Same thing as last night. I just left my other job to come here, and as soon as I leave here, I'm going back there. So don't expect these show logs until around 3 o'clock in the morning. There were no complaints about that, so I'm assuming most people aren't like sitting on the edge of their seats at midnight waiting on the podcast or whatever, but you never know. So things are weird, but we're moving forward. We're getting things done.
And we have six people out from Free Talk Live by either being in jail or being sick.
With COVID, it would seem. Michael Hampton tested positive, and then Captain and Mark are both sick, with Captain sending me a list of symptoms that I thought he was jokingly copy and pasting from the COVID list of symptoms. But as it turns out, no, that those were actually his symptoms.
Well, aren't all symptoms COVID symptoms?
Well, the loss of taste and loss of smell are pretty COVID specific, as far as I'm aware.
That's crazy that Captain couldn't taste alcohol.
Yeah,
Captain knows the taste of alcohol.
That's regrettable. I think that's what upset him the most, is that he muscled up the energy to mix together a drink and they couldn't even taste it.
That's horrible. When I don't know if I had COVID because I didn't get tested, but I couldn't taste and smell for like 2 weeks in October, and I couldn't smell perfume. Like, I was spraying perfume in front of me and I couldn't smell anything, and like on stuff.
That's such a weird symptom for any sort of disease. But did it go away?
After like 2 weeks, and it was so slow that for a long time I was like, I don't know, I can't tell if I like this or if I'm like, if it just doesn't have any flavor. Like the first time I ever went to Pho King Great here in Keene, I just didn't know if I liked it or if it was just didn't have any taste, but it was just that I was losing my taste.
Wow. Are you back to normal? You can taste things again?
Oh yeah, I think everything's 100% back to normal now.
I would like to know how the murder fish from the Jamaican place reacts to COVID-19. I mean, can you still feel heat, like spiciness?
I don't know. I don't think I've really tried that, and definitely not murder sauce because I haven't been there.
So Twitter is fighting with Moscow. This is what's in the news. A court in Moscow on Friday fined Twitter for not taking down calls encouraging minors to take part in unauthorized rallies, which is the latest in a series of moves against the social media giant that has been used to amplify dissent in Russia. The court found Twitter guilty on three counts of violating regulations on restricting unlawful content, ordering the company to pay three fines adding up to about $117,000. Well, that's...
I'm confused. Like, Russia can sue a company that's based in the United States and order them to pay fines?
If they're operating in Russia... I believe they can. Well, I mean, clearly they can, but whether or not Twitter's just going to be like, yeah, screw you, we'll just stop servicing Russia, it remains to be seen.
Weird.
The ruling comes 2 weeks after Russia's state communications watchdog, ooh, that's a word, threatened to block Twitter within 30 days if it doesn't take steps to remove banned content. So we're seeing more calls for, what is the word I'm looking for?
Censorship?
Thank you. I cannot believe the word censorship escaped me. It's not surprising to come from the Russian government, but of course they're not alone. We see calls for more censorship all of the time here in the United States, which is why things like chat.freetalklive.com exist. That's a decentralized, federated Mastodon server that's hosted by Free Talk Live, so no one can shut it down. The same is true of the whale bird thing. What is that called? Why is my brain not working today?
Mastodon and Discord?
No, it's the Twitter-like one.
Odyssey? Wait, no, that's a... library thing.
It's socials.freetalklive.com. Why in the...
Mastodon? Wait, no.
No, we keep trying. it is Mastodon. You are right. You keep saying that, and I keep thinking Matrix. It is Mastodon.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Decentralized federated Mastodon server as well. I mean, that's sort of the issue. You know, we find ourselves in a world where people are being pulled from the internet left and right. I think the Shire Free Church's YouTube channel was pulled down for an extended number of time, or the LRN channel was, and it's just all because of like a 12-second promo. It's absolutely bizarre, and now we have the Russian government saying, hey, Twitter, we're going to ban you in 30 days if you don't start removing this content that we don't approve of.
With the freaking YouTube, like they were banned from posting for 9 days or something like that.
Insane. Well, I mean, we've been banned on Twitter before, and that was actually my fault, but Ian was okay with it because it was really funny. So this watchdog in Twitter last month accused the watchdog in Russia, excuse me, accused Twitter of failing to remove content encouraging suicide among children, as well as information about drugs and child pornography. The agency announced on March the 10th it was slowing down the speed of uploading photos and videos to the platform because of that. Wow, that's a lot of power for... I mean, I'm not surprised. It is Russia, but evidently the Russian government can control the speed at which you upload videos of pictures and photos to Twitter.
How is that? Is that just because they have people in between monitoring and going through them, so it's going to take more time?
Yeah, they probably have something in place similar to the Great Firewall of China, which is where all of the internet traffic is being directed through this firewall, and they can control the speed that it communicates with other websites outside of that firewall.
I've never heard of the Great Firewall of China.
Oh, really?
That's pretty great.
It's how they control the internet, and it's really tight. Of course, a VPN defeats it.
Hmm.
But if you don't have a VPN in China, you are 100% limited to government-approved websites.
Is it illegal to have a VPN in China?
Probably. Because it's used to circumvent the Great Firewall of China. I don't know. It's just all the more reason for me to never, ever want to go to China.
I don't.
Twitter, in response, has emphasized its policy of zero tolerance for child sexual exploitation, the promotion of suicide, and drug sales. But less than a week later, the deputy chief of this Russian organization argued that Twitter still wasn't complying with the demands of the Russian authorities, adding that, quote, if things go on like this, then in a month, it will be blocked. So their initial complaint, it would seem, was about child pornography, drug selling, how to use drugs, and promotion of suicide. And then suddenly, a few weeks later, like, but you also are allowing people to organize protests. I imagine it's always been about the protests.
Yeah, that makes sense. They had to make it about something that everyone would get behind in Russia. Like, yeah, well, we don't want Twitter pushing child porn.
Yeah. And obviously now the Russian government has the precedent of saying, hey, you, Twitter, you have to do more to abide by what we want. And now Twitter presumably will. Russian authorities earlier this year criticized social media platforms for bringing tens of thousands of people into the streets across Russia in January to demand the release of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, President Putin's most well-known critic. The wave of demonstrations was the largest in years and posed a major challenge to the Kremlin. I didn't even hear about it, but granted, it's been kind of a busy year. But the local politics in Russia aren't something that, you know, we discuss often here on Free Talk Live. The authorities allege that these social media platforms failed to remove calls for children to join the protests. Putin has urged police to act more to monitor social programs and to track down those who, quote, draw the children into illegal and unsanctioned street actions.
I wonder how they define children there, too, anyway. Like, it could be, like, high schoolers, like, hey, come protest, and they're,
yeah, like 16, 17-year-olds. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the Russian government would certainly want to paint those people as children in order to be like, oh, my God, Twitter's out there encouraging 9-year-olds to go out there and protest. I mean, Twitter, of course, isn't... Presumably, I haven't looked, but I imagine the company Twitter is not promoting anything or encouraging anything. They're just allowing people to talk on their platform. And that's what people are doing on their platform. So the Russian government's efforts to tighten control of the internet and social media date back to 2012, when a law allowing authorities to blacklist and block certain online content was adopted. So yeah, something similar to the Great Firewall of China. But since then, a growing number of restrictions targeting messaging apps, websites, and social media platforms have been introduced in Russia. Of course, that's the way it was always going to be. They introduced this law for the, quote, greater good, I'm sure. But really, what it was about was targeting messaging apps, websites, social media platforms, controlling what people can and can't say. You got to keep in mind, all of this is coming to the United States. What are your thoughts on it? Should we?
It's a bait and switch.
It is 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
topics. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. With you tonight, it's Aria and Bonnie. And you know, for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and so much more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network to it so you can connect and share with others. However, use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. Liberty.menu is that website. Bonnie, you had a story about Trump fleecing his supporters for donations,
yep.
Which is always good. I mean, Trump, he is a really good actor, and he does a really good job of pulling the wool over people's eyes.
Yep, and it seems like he's the one that's, like, doing money laundering, because he made a way to make funds go into his account without people knowing the way that they were doing it. I didn't read the whole article yet, obviously.
So he's lying to his supporters about where the funds are going to be going, essentially?
I think so. Like, he was lying about how what they were going to be paying for. This is from the New York Times. It says, how Trump steered supporters into unwitting donations. Online donors were guided into weekly reoccurring contributions. Oh, okay, so maybe they just thought they were going to pay one time.
Oh, Jesus, that's so much worse. I mean, that Amazon burned me on that way back in the day. I bought a year subscription. I bought a trial of Amazon Prime.
Mm.
And this was like 5 years ago. I mean, I still lived in Mississippi then and didn't have a whole lot of money, but I just wanted to do some Christmas shopping. So I didn't want to pay shipping on all the stuff that I wanted to buy. But sure enough, I forgot to cancel. Actually, it was more insidious than that. They offered me an extension of the trial. And I was like, sure, there's still some stuff I would like to buy. And then I forgot about it.
Oh.
And, you know, 30 days later, I got hit with like a $140 service charge. And I was like, ah, oh, yeah, that's
just for the service, not just for like
just
a year.
That's for Amazon Prime. That's about what it costs for a year. I think it's like 10 bucks a month or something like that.
Mm.
I don't remember exactly what the cost was. But I mean, it was more money than I was able to afford at that time. And I was like, hey, you guys, this was screwed up. I realize now why you offered to extend the trial. Because that increased the chances that I would forget about it.
Mm.
But at least it's clear that that's a recurring charge.
Yeah. This says, complaints to banks and credit card companies soared, but the money helped keep Donald Trump's struggling campaign afloat. Stacey Blatt was in hospice care last September listening to Rush Limbaugh's dire warnings about how badly Donald J. Trump's campaign needed money when he went online and chipped in all he could, $500. It was a big sum for the 63-year-old battling cancer and living in Kansas City on less than $1,000 per month. But that single contribution, federal records show it was his first ever, quickly multiplied. Another $500.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
His first ever political contribution was to Donald freaking Trump.
Yeah, he's 63. I don't know. Not that you have to give money to politicians, but
you don't, but for Donald Trump, I mean, this guy has gone his entire life not interested in politicians enough to donate money to them. And the one that inspires him to donate money,
$500, too.
Yes, half of his monthly income was Donald freaking Trump.
It says that single contribution, federal records show it was his first ever, quickly multiplied. Another $500 was withdrawn the next day, then $500 the next week, and every week through mid-October without his knowledge. Okay, really wasn't paying attention to his bank account.
Jesus, though. I would expect that most of these were like recurring monthly payments or something, but they were hitting him every single week.
Yeah, that's bad, because then you're like, you don't have time to like catch up on it if you only look at your bank statement every month or something.
I mean, you don't even get a bank statement more than once a month. I mean, if you're a 63-year-old man, you're probably not checking your mobile banking app every single day.
It says, until Mr. Blatt's bank account had been depleted and frozen, when his utility and rent payments bounced, he called his brother Russell for help. What the Blatt soon discovered was $3,000 in the withdrawals by the Trump campaign in less than 30 days. That's just so crazy. Like, Trump is a multi-billionaire or millionaire, like almost billionaire or something like that. I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea what he is.
What gets me about that is that that's more than once a week. $3,000 in 1 month? There aren't 6 weeks in a month. Now, I understand they hit him one day, then they hit him the next, and then a week after. But still, they were hitting this guy hard for these, quote, weekly payments to have gotten $3,000 from him in a single month.
It says they called their bank and said they thought they were victims of fraud. It felt like a scam, said Russell. But what the Blatts believed was duplicity was actually an intentional scheme to boost revenues by the Trump campaign and the for-profit company that processed its online donations, WinRed. Facing a cash crunch and getting badly outspent by the Democrats, the campaign had begun last September to set up reoccurring donations by default for online donors every week until the election. Contributors had to wade through a fine print disclaimer and manually uncheck a box to opt out. Oh, yeah, so, yeah, that's more than just, like, even the Amazon thing, like, it's just something like, oh, you could forget about it. This was, like, in the agreement, and he thought he was just paying $500.
Sure. I mean, most people aren't looking for a box to uncheck when they sign up for these sorts of things. And this is largely the fault of IT people. I say this as someone who has done IT work for, you know, more than a decade. We tend to tell our clients, yeah, just click next through all of that. Mm-hmm. And that's how they end up. And you know, we know what they're clicking next to when we tell them that, but they install something next time, some YouTube, some video decoder, and it wants to install, you know, this software and that software. And we've already told them, yeah, just click next to all that. And so they just click next to all that. Don't look to uncheck any of those boxes. And, you know, he's a 63-year-old man. He's not the most knowledgeable internet user out there, presumably. Probably had no idea. And, of course, who reads the fine print?
Yeah, this is just going to be, like, stroking my paranoia of fine print now, because every time I sign up for something, I'm like, I know I should be reading that, but, ugh, I really don't feel like it. And maybe not even I know I should be reading it. A lot of times I really do think that, like, what you're saying has applied to me, like, so many times people have just been like, oh, just click through that. So I just think, like, yeah, you just have to click on what you have to click on. And plus, sometimes you just need to do the thing, so you have to click through it anyway. You're going to have to agree anyway unless you don't need the thing that bad. Yeah.
I've read a few terms of services or user agreements or, you know, whatever they a particular company wants to call them. And taking the time to read them hasn't ever really helped me because they're so long and they're so in attorney speak that I have no idea what I'm agreeing to even while I'm reading the things. Sure, I guess.
Yeah, anytime I've, like, attempted to read any, like, agreement thing like that, it's been the same exact thing, just, oh, this is all attorney speak and I don't know what I'm reading. I should keep reading because it's important to know. And then you're just like, nah, and you skim through the rest of it.
One thing I did like about Google is that they do have their user terms for, you know, Google Pay and all of these other services. Oh, man, the timing here is way off. I got to look into that. But they also have this user-friendly version of all of these things. But, of course, the user-friendly version, you can't use that in your defense in court. So it's not much real help to you, except to give you a general idea of what you're understanding. Have you ever tried reading one of these things? Did you understand what they were saying? 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said
This is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News. In Washington, D.C., investigators were able to quickly identify the suspect who crashed into police officers and was killed at the Capitol on Friday. One Capitol police officer is dead. They're searching his social media pages, trying to find out why he did it. In one post, Noah Green said the pandemic and losing his job was difficult. There's also indication he had ties to Islam. He posted that his faith is centered on the beliefs of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as Jesus the Messiah, the final divine reminder in our midst. Green said he never met Farrakhan, but he said he believes that he's the one who can carry him through his darkest hours. In one post, he says, "The minister is here to save me and the rest of humanity, even if it means facing death." The Capitol Police tweeted they wanted to express gratitude from the support they're receiving. The fallen officer is 18-year veteran William Evans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. Man, that was a frantic minute and a half. Let's not do that again. There's something, the timing is off over here, and in an effort to fix, I mean, there were many things that were off over here, and in an effort to fix them, suddenly I switched us to LRN.FM, and I was like, oh, God, and now it's not switching back. So that was not fun at all. But, hey, we're still here. I thought we were going to have to kill the show and switch to a best of. But
hi, radio. I hope we're still on.
We are. We are for sure still on. I knew as soon as I heard the switch there at 3310 that everything was fine, but I had no way of knowing that it was going to do that. So that was a heart-pounding minute and a half where I realized suddenly that, hey, this isn't broadcasting anything, and that's a big problem. But it's working now, so 603-283-6160, that's the call line. We're talking about Trump and this company that Trump used to ask for support for his campaign.
WinRed.
WinRed. Is that R-E-D or R-E-A-D?
R-E-D. So I guess it means like Republicans win.
Oh, yeah. Good analysis there. I didn't catch that. So this company that Trump used switched their donation back end so that it was an automatically recurring donation. And a lot of people, when they make contributions to political campaigns, they probably rightly assume that it's a one-time contribution.
Yeah, not multiple times in a week for Donald Trump, the bazillionaire.
And this 63-year-old man made a contribution to Donald Trump's campaign, whereupon they withdrew more than $3,000 out of his account over the next month, leaving him unable to pay his utilities and his bills.
Yep, and this article is explaining what WinRed did to make it insidious so that way people couldn't tell what was what they were agreeing to. It says, contributors had to wade through a fine print disclaimer and manually uncheck a box to opt out. As the election neared, the Trump team made that disclaimer increasingly opaque. An investigation by the New York Times showed it introduced a second pre-checked box known as known internally as a money bomb that doubled a person's contribution. Eventually,
Jesus, so they not. So, holy crap! So there were
what a thief.
There were two check boxes. One of them you had to uncheck in order to not make it a subscription. The other one you had to uncheck to make it not double the amount that you told it you wanted to contribute. That's insane. Why would such a thing even exist, or why would there even be a term for that? Hey, you wanted to donate $250, but here's this checkbox you could check to donate $500.
Why would you go through that instead of just originally donating $500?
Also, a good point. I mean, you got to assume that most people are donating, you know, what they can and can't just, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and double that.
You know what? Double it, Donald Trump.
Jesus.
It says, as the election... Oh, sorry, I already read that part. It says, eventually its solicitations featured lines of text in bold and capital letters that overwhelmed the opt-out language.
I'm not surprised.
The tactic ensnared scores of unsuspecting Trump loyalists, retirees, military veterans, nurses, and even experienced political operatives. Soon, banks and credit card companies were inundated with fraud complaints from the president's own supporters about donations they had not intended to make, sometimes for thousands of dollars. Bandits, said Victor Amelanino, a 78-year-old Californian who made a $990 online donation to Mr. Trump in early September via WinRed. It occurred seven more times.
Jesus Christ.
Adding up to almost $8,000. He said, I'm retired. I can't afford to pay all that damn money.
That is absolutely fraud.
That has to be. Like, how can you just be like, yeah, well, they didn't look underneath our banner on the website and see the opt-out, the two opt-out things in fine print. And they wanted to give $990, but they gave $8,000.
That's crazy. It is surprising that someone could donate nearly $8,000 intending to donate a little under $1,000 and not notice that for such a long period of time. But still.
Maybe it's like a savings bank.
True. At any rate, there's no excuse for this for Donald Trump. I mean, dude, if you can't raise money without fleecing your supporters, then you're not going to win the election and you should stop trying.
I hope he did stop trying. I hope he's not going to try for 2024.
I really hope we don't see Trump in 2024 running for president again. But I don't know, man. His arrogance. I mean, what career path is left for Donald Trump now that he's no longer the American president? He can't go back to hosting The Apprentice because too many people hate him based on the stuff he said and did while running for president and while being president.
Does he have to work? He should just go live on an island with Melania.
That's what I would like to see. I mean, just go do your golfing thing. You know, just get out of the public eye. Go away. We're sick of you. We've been sick of you for quite a long time, Donald Trump. Now, just go away.
Proof that you have to be a sociopath to be president is just that they all love golfing, because who likes golfing? That looks so boring.
It has got to be one of the most boring sports out there. I tried to learn golf once. Because I was like, okay, well, my life has improved a lot, and the proper middle class thing to do in my position is to learn how to play golf.
In a country club.
Well, that's a little bit more upscale than where I was at. It was just learning to play golf at a golf club or whatever. I did it once, and I was like, yeah, this is stupid. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going back inside.
I think it could be fun to, like, have a little drink and follow your boyfriend around on one of those little golf carts, but I don't think the actual game looks fun, and I wouldn't want to be consumed in it. I'd want to have other things to do.
I have a really hard time imagining Ian playing golf.
Me too.
Maybe he would, though. Who knows?
I don't think he's that interested in sports. Well,
I don't have. I guess golf is a sport. It's hard for me to say that because it's golf, but
it seems like more like it takes brain power than physical strength. Like, it can't be that hard. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Well, it requires a lot of bodily coordination, as I understand it. You have to have all of your limbs moving and coordination and stuff like that. And, you know, you do have to physically whack the ball.
That's something I just, like, don't know anything about, is coordination or athleticism.
Well, I can't speak to golf, but if I consider chess a sport, and I do consider chess a sport, then I guess I have to consider golf a sport, too. Because golf has a lot more physical activity than chess does.
You do have to walk or ride in one of those golf carts all around a big field, so there is walking involved.
There isn't any walking in NASCAR, but, I mean, that would have to be considered a sport, too, because it's physically demanding to be in one of those vehicles for, you know, 5 hours at a time, however how long NASCAR races are. I don't know, never having sat through 4 hours of watching people drive in circles, I don't know.
No, me either. Doesn't look fun.
Donald Trump would probably know, though. And he's in trouble, again, this time for fleecing a bunch of old people. I'm interested to see how the banks are going to handle this.
This says the sheer magnitude of money involved is staggering for politics. In the final 2.5 months of 2020, the Trump campaign, the Republican National Committee, and their shared accounts issued more than 530,000 refunds worth of $64 million to online donors. All campaigns make refunds for various reasons, including to people who give more than the legal limit. But the sum the Trump operation refunded dwarfed that of Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s campaign and his equivalent Democratic committees, which make 37,000 online refunds totaling $5.6 million in that time. Oh, my God. Reading numbers out loud is really hard for me. Sorry.
It is. So how much? $6 million is what the Trump campaign had to refund?
$64.3
million. $64 million. Holy crap. That's a lot of old people being scammed out of their money, Donald Trump. I hope you're ashamed of that. I don't think you have the ability to feel ashamed, though. If you did, you probably wouldn't have run for president, and you probably wouldn't have had your makeup people paint you orange every day for.
And there's no way that you can be Donald Trump and not know that that's going on once it hits $64 million.
Yeah, he's got to know. What do you think about this insanity? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. Call in and talk about anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. That is the whole point of Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. With us tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And we've been talking about Donald Trump and just this horrific affair that has been going on with his campaign where they've been fleecing just countless numbers of elderly people, presumably, I mean, most Republicans are elderly people, out of their hard-earned money with carefully hidden check boxes that double fees and recurring fees. But
I just don't understand what goes through anyone's mind to think that they need to give Donald Trump money. Like, you're a peasant compared to him.
I don't either. But do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with the bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling from Georgia. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. I pushed the wrong freaking button again. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
About the Donald Trump issue. How can you trust anything that the New York Times puts out? And how do you know that it was a legitimate people that was asking for contributions?
I mean, you have a fair point. I mean, really, we're just taking the New York Times word on this. I mean, presumably we could look at the complaints that people have made to the banks or something like that. But, I mean, you're right. We have not researched the validity or the authenticity of these claims being made by the New York Times.
To be honest, I'd struggle with this with, like, every single news outlet. I'm like, I don't really know if I can trust them. But if enough of them are saying the same thing or nobody's, like, calling them out, like, the New York Times, like, is blatantly lying, then it seems like they wouldn't be.
Well, I think we lost him. Tom, thank you so much for the call. I mean, it's a good point. You know, we should always be skeptical of things that we read online. That's just as true today as it was when we were kids and our parents were telling us that before they became 60-year-old people reading stuff online and believing everything they read. But, I mean, it is from the New York Times. And, Bonnie, you're correct. The New York Times is not likely to tell blatant lies.
Yeah. I mean, it has a specific number of the amount of dollars they had to refund people.
Yeah, there's probably a bit of evidence behind this to back it. Let's keep going. We've got Dana listening on WTKG in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. First of all, the previous caller stole a little bit of my thunder because the first thing I was taught, and it wasn't in college, because colleges are left-leaning. They're very progressive, and they have been for decades. It was taught by my parents, you always consider the source. Now, Bonnie alluded to, oh, it was the New York Times, so they don't lie. The New York Times has been busted, and if it was any other conservative or libertarian newspaper, what would be called a horrific scandal time after time after time. The New York Times is one of the worst sources you can use. Now, with that being said, I want to address something else Bonnie said, that if several sources say the same thing, it must be true. No, because sources...
I didn't say either of those things, just saying...
I think she said it's probably
true. I just heard you, so play it back, and you'll hear you too. You said if several sources, can I finish? You said if several sources say the same thing, then it must be true, but that's not true. You also did say you don't trust a lot of sources because so many people are inaccurate, and that is true. I agree with you, Bonnie, but I want to tell you guys something.
Well, Dana, let me interject real
you
quick.
You alluded...
Sorry to interrupt, but let me interject real quick. We are doing okay. Talk radio, and we have to speak, you know, off the top of our heads all the time. We
right.
regularly misstate things. So even if Bonnie did say, you know, if multiple people are reporting it, then it must be true.
No,
that's almost certainly not what she meant.
It must be, but I was saying that that's like my thought process, not that I actually believe that. And I definitely don't believe everything the New York Times says, like face value.
Okay.
I mean,
oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, they reported on Ian.
The other thing Ariella alluded to that he talked about, or she talked about, IT. I want to tell you guys how this stuff works because I actually worked for a campaign for a president of the United States. No, it wasn't Trump. But these things are farmed out. So Trump himself, nor his kids, nor the in-laws, nor people really close to them know about this stuff. This stuff is farmed out to IT people. And they're often not internal IT.
We mentioned that in this article.
Right, you get it. I'm saying that. I'm agreeing with you. And so he's not even aware of that, but it's all you guys have done is bash Trump. You must not know your Free Talk Live audience because libertarians and conservatives are very similar in their belief systems, and Trump is so pro-libertarian. He doesn't want government involved in our life.
Yeah, they like declared war against libertarians while he was still in office. And he was just not allowed to tweet, so he didn't do anything.
Well, what I'm saying is, he's one of us guys. So
he's not one of my guys.
Let's not turn this into a bash Trump show, because your listeners...
It's never not been a bash Trump show. I don't think ever. I'm pretty sure that there's never been a host on this show that actually supported Trump.
You need to play back the first segment of your show and listen to... You accused him of money laundering. That's... is such a serious offense.
But
I don't think it is, actually.
You have to be very careful because words matter.
I actually didn't accuse him of one.
I think you asked, would this count as money laundering
you
or something
did.
Like that?
You actually did.
Well, whether she did or not, I mean, again, you know, we're doing a talk radio show where we do frequently have to, you know,
I understand, but you can't make excuses
air.
Because
that's not
Mark
an excuse.
And
it's just
Ian
the reality.
Don't do that.
It's just the reality. I mean, they absolutely do. They've also been at this for like 20 something years. Where it...
Right. And I'm cutting you guys flat, but I'm not being mad at you. I'm just making a statement that you should know your free talk audience.
Actually, I think if every single
can I finish, please?
No, because
libertarians are very.
No, you can't finish. Libertarians and conservatives have nothing in common. I mean, there is some similarity. Let me rephrase it. I say nothing in common. That's obviously not true. That's that talk radio speak where we talk off the top of our heads all the time. We have exactly as much in common with liberals as we do conservatives. So it's not like we should support Trump because he's a conservative and we have some common ground with conservatives. By that same reasoning, we should support Biden because he's a liberal and we have some common ground with liberals. But we're not liberals. We're not conservatives. We're not even allies with either of those groups. We just say, hey, you have some ideas that are pretty good. You don't take them far enough, but they're pretty good. We're going to take those ideas and we're going to take them to the ends to which they should be taken. And we do the same thing with the liberals over here on the left.
I think that if every single Free Talk Live listener signed a piece of paper that said we support Trump, I would still talk against the things I don't like that he does, because why would you want to listen to somebody that just praises your guy instead of tells you what they actually think?
I mean, we are on a lot of conservative radio stations. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Talk radio in general is dominated by conservative talk radio stations. So, yeah, we are on a lot of those, and a lot of those are presumably Trump supporters, but we've been bashing Donald Trump here on Free Talk Live since Donald Trump announced his run for presidency in 2015 or whenever it was. I mean, this is not new. I think the issue here is that you and I are both seen as the leftists on the show, and here we are, the only two people here on the show. So I would expect us to get quite a bit more than that, because that's one of the allegations you and I have been getting, you since you got here, me since I got here. Oh, they're turning Free Talk Live into this leftist hellscape.
I got accused of trying to make Ian a leftist Satanist.
Well, I got blamed for his attraction to you or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, I can't remember, but it had something to do with that. Like,
it's like somebody says something like, oh, look at Bonnie, she's such a leftist. And, well, this is what happens when you become friends with a trans-Satanist anarchist who's a leftist. I mean,
that's what it was.
I don't know how these people come to the conclusions that they come to. I hope they find peace, though, because this divisive nonsense of, oh, you can't say anything bad about this person, or you can't say anything bad about that person, it's not helpful. If someone does something bad, they should be called out on it.
Trump is a money launderer.
Well, I don't know if he's a money launderer. But his campaign outsourced this work to this company, and this company did something bad. By association, his campaign is responsible for what that company they hired did. It's Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.